Welcome to the Pros of Rest podcast. I'm your host, Ashrita Chuchu, and today we're going to continue our season of praying through hard emotions, praying about being annoyed. I don't know about you, but annoyance is one of my go-to hard emotions, and this is a prayer that I need to pray quite frequently. But before we get to that, I just want to note that we are halfway through this season of praying through hard emotions, and I really want to hear from you. I'd love to hear which episode really stood out to you, or what interview did you feel like God was reminding you of something that He wants you to know? Do you have a story to share about prayers of rest, or maybe a testimony from one of the prayer groups that has gathered around the country and around the world? Really, I'm so grateful that I get to do this, that I get to come alongside and we get to walk into God's presence to pray together. And as we're looking ahead to our next season in the spring, I want to make sure that these episodes best serve you. So please take a few moments and drop me an email. You can email personally at asherita@onethingalone.com, and you'll find that email address in the show notes. Or even better, you can leave me a voice message when you go to prayersofrest.com and click on the microphone on the side of the page. Friend, I can't wait to hear, even if it's just a sentence or two, how God has been faithful and good in your life through this podcast. So thank you for taking time to do that this week. So as we begin, find a quiet place and take a deep breath as we enter into God's loving presence together. Our passage today comes from Psalm 139, verse 21. Lord, don't I hate those who hate you and detest those who rebel against you? Let's begin by reciting God's goodness. Oh God, you are the fountain of all good. You are the one who created us in your image to represent you in the world. From the beginning of time, you have placed eternity in our hearts. You breathed your own breath into our lungs. Every person walking this earth bears your image. A testament to your creative majesty. Oh God, how good you are to make us for yourself. People that you would delight in. People who get to know you and love you and experience you and love one another. Even though we live in a broken world, still there is so much beauty and glory that points to you, and nowhere more than in the face of a human. Oh God, you are so good. So take a few moments to think about this idea that God made us for himself. What does that say about who God is and what he wants for us? Feel free to pause this episode if you need more time to talk to him. We move now to express our neediness, confessing our sin, and our need for God's forgiveness. Oh God, the honest truth is that I am so quick to get annoyed with people. I forget that people are your image bearers. I forget the glory that you have placed within these frail bodies. And honestly, it's not just people who are mean or people who hate you or hate me. Sometimes it's even innocent people who just get in my way. And as I sit with you, it dawns on me that the real problem is not them. The real problem is the sin in my heart, the sin that still seeks to control me. Oh God, would you remove self-righteous anger and indignation from my heart? Would you purify my heart and purify my motives? God, I need that change of heart. Would you do that in my life? So take a few moments now to tell God the details of what or who annoyed you. Then ask His Spirit to search your heart and to show you what's really going on, and if there's anything you need to confess. As we seek God's stillness, bring to mind the faces of those people who've annoyed you, even just over the past 24 hours. Can you see God's image in them? Be still with God and let Him lead you in the way everlasting. Finally, let's trust God's faithfulness. Oh Lord, you see all things, and your gaze penetrates even through the trickiest annoyances. God, here I am. Search me, know me, test me, lead me, continue to form me into the image of Jesus. I trust you. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to present you before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. You've been listening to the Prayers of Rest podcast. It's a production of One Thing Alone Ministries, helping you enjoy Jesus through creative spiritual habits. If this episode resonated with you and you struggle, like me, with feeling annoyed, you are going to want to catch the interview this coming Thursday with Portia Collins, where we talk about how God can actually work in the midst of our annoyance to bring good into our lives and into the lives of those around us, even those people we're annoyed with. So make sure you are subscribed to this podcast so that you can continue to receive new episodes in your feed. And if you haven't already, you can support the Prayers of Rest podcast by becoming a monthly prayer partner. Our prayer partner community gives generously each month, some as low as $3 a month, some as much as $50 a month. Whatever you can do helps keep this podcast coming week after week, and can find more information, as well as some of the perks and some of the gifts that we offer our prayer partner community when you go to prayersofrest.com/Patreon. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Our music today, as always, is by Robert Elkins, editing by Angie Elkins, and podcast producing by Kendra Stanton. Until we meet again, may you find rest in God's loving presence.